Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn with me again to scripture that we looked at past evening, 1 John, the 4th chapter, and then John, Gospel of John 13. 1 John 4, and then John 13. We began last evening talking about the true love of God. And coupled with that is that goes hand in hand with that is true Christianity. God is everything that He does and is and has is true and genuine. There's not the least bit of falseness or fake anything in Him. But the devil, on the other hand, is completely false. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. He is the great pretender, the great actor, deceiver. And so he is a duplicator of the true things of God. He can't duplicate them exactly, so they have to be a perversion of it. And you'll find that he has a false just about anything that we have in the kingdom of God. And he's very crafty, very subtle. And if you don't know the real, then people are led astray by the false. And there are, you know, different false perversions of the operations of the Spirit. There is a perversion and a false love. And we'll touch on that and talk about that. There's a false faith. Did you know that? A fake faith. Paul, writing to Timothy, encouraged him about unfeigned faith. You remember that? Feign means fake. Well, why would he say, not fake faith, unless there is a fake faith? And that is the reason why what some people call faith, they don't get results, because it's not the real thing. It's fake. I don't want fake anything. I want the real deal. Amen. Don't you? The genuine article, and in God it is real. We want to talk about true love, genuine love, and true Christianity, genuine Christianity. In 1 John 4 verse 7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God." You don't have to know what church somebody came out of. You don't have to know what denomination or persuasion or their background. You don't have to know any particular dates recorded to see if they really were born again. If they have this kind of love in them, then they have been born again. And they do know God, at least to a degree. This is the mark of the genuine Christian, the true love of God. Verse 8, "He that loves not knows not God, for God is love." Let's say that out loud 3 times. God is love. Again, God is love. One more time. God is love. That's what He is. As we said on last service, it'll help you if every time you see in the Word or you hear in conversation, you're talking about God for a while, substitute the word love. And it'll just begin to open up things to you. Instead of saying God, say love. And you'll begin to see that unless you're seeing through the eyes of love, you're not seeing like God's seeing. Unless you're approaching things from the perspective and doing things in the vein and flow of love, you're not doing it in God's way. And the Lord began to minister to me some months ago very strongly that I was not emphasizing this enough. And not just me, but many of us were not emphasizing this properly, that we were teaching it along with other subjects. Healing and prosperity and righteousness and authority and love. He said, no, that's not correct. We're not supposed to teach love like another subject. God is love. Amen. And we're supposed to have a firm grasp and footing in love in everything that we teach. It's supposed to be permeated and interwoven with love. And the further I get into this, the more ignorant I see that we've been concerning real love. When you begin to talk about it, you can just tell people they know it's important, but we know precious little compared to what we can know about the real love of God. People are uncomfortable talking about it sometimes. It's like it's great, it's wonderful, but that's about it. But no. You can't exhaust the subject of love because God is love. It's as rich and vast as God Himself. But this is not something that we just need to talk about once in a while. This is something that our whole life is supposed to be manifesting. Amen. Now, go back with me, please, to John 13. 13th chapter of John. John 13 and verse 34. Jesus said, John 13, 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, everybody say by this.
By this.
By this what? By us loving each other. By you and I loving fellow Christians. When he says love one another, that's what he's talking about. He was talking to his disciples, to his followers. Yes, we're supposed to love the world, but that's not specifically what this verse is talking about. We're supposed to love fellow Christians. And by our love to each other, by this, shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So the indisputable mark of a genuine Christian is the God love toward fellow Christians. Have we majored on this like we should have? I don't think so. How are people going to know that you and I are the real thing? How are they going to know the difference? There's a lot of stuff called Christian that's not Christian. Amen. Right? That doesn't have the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, in it. I mean, there's whole churches that are called Christian. And they're not Christian, they're none of them born again. There are whole works that are called Christian works and Christian efforts, and they don't know Him. There are people, just because you go to church, that's not the mark of a true Christian. Just because you sing and because you put money in the offering, just because you're on the membership robe, it's just because you were baptized in water. Even if you speak in tongues, even if you have miracles in your midst. He didn't say by this people would know. That's right. What is the mark of a genuine Christian? The true love of God that's shed abroad in her heart that is manifested toward our fellow believers. Amen. This is what should be majored on. This is what should be emphasized instead of other things. Other things should form around this. This is the core. This is the foundation. This is what our faith works by. Our faith works by love. So, if we just talk about faith and don't emphasize this, then we are eliminating the very element that our faith operates by. And I said something last night, I didn't intend to say it, I said it by the Spirit. That this is an answer and this is a key to us reaping our harvests. Amen? I know that you're in the same boat with me. I have to acknowledge I have not reaped spiritually and materially in the measure that I've sown thus far. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, I haven't reaped. I mean, even a 30-fold, much less a 60 or 100-fold or a 300-fold or a 1,000-fold. I haven't reaped all that in. But it's not because I don't believe in it. And we have had some 100-fold returns on some things here and there, but I'm talking about overall. Man, if you know, most of you in the same boat with me, I mean, if you reaped a 20-fold harvest off of everything that you sowed, we'd be bankrolling some big projects, buddy. Is that right? And it's ours. I said it's ours. And it's not just up to the Lord. It takes faith to sow, but it also takes faith to reap. But something the Lord said last night that I didn't think that up, but He said to me through us in the service that this is a major key in taking the cap off of this. We're only able to reap according to our faith. But I hadn't thought as much along this line. He went on to say, and our faith is only able to operate according to our love. So this has been a limiter. And the thing is, we haven't majored on this like we should. We know it's important. We've talked about it, but it hasn't been the core of our life like it's supposed to be. As our love grows and abounds, then our vision is lifted up. Amen? And our heart for people grows. Then our faith will also be able to operate on a higher level because faith works by love. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you see any of that? Don't throw that away now. That's something we need to meditate on. I didn't come up with that. That's something we need to meditate on. Think about. As our love grows, it's going to take the limitations and restrictions off of our reaping because our faith works by our love. Now He said, by this shall all men know that you're My disciples if you have love one to another. Go to the 15th chapter, please. 15th chapter of John. And I'm going to get a little bit ahead of myself, and then we'll come back to this a number of times. But one of the key things that is helping me understand the true love of God is in this verse right here that we're about to read. And it is, you could just sum it up in the one word, joy. If you think that you are pursuing the love of God, and this it is not accompanied by real and full joy, then you're on the wrong track.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.